Hi, I'm Jim Stroud, and this is my podcast. The 2017 Recruiter Nation report, produced by JobVite, a recruiting software company, breaks down recruiters' attitudes, behaviors, fears, strategies, and predictions for how to build the best companies possible. Among the survey findings was something I found a bit startling. When recruiters are researching candidates for opportunities, 51% of the 831 U.S. recruiters surveyed saw political rants on a candidate's social media as a red flag. Should someone's political affiliation be a matter of concern when recruiting talent? Apparently, many U.S. recruiters think so today. And with another presidential election on the horizon, I see it as a future issue as well. What happens when Trump is discussed in your office? I'll be talking about that after this special message. To fully understand the privacy of Facebook and how it's likely to evolve, you need to understand one thing. Facebook executives want everyone to be public. As the service evolves, executives tend to favor our open access to information, meaning information you think is private will slowly become public. But that doesn't mean you can't be private if you want to. Facebook gives its users the option to lock things down, but users need to be aware of their controls, how to use them, and how to prepare for the future Facebook privacy changes. Facebook has not and will not make information obvious, and that's where my special offer comes in. Go to jimstroud.com/free and download the very unofficial Facebook privacy manual. That's jimstroud.com/free to download your free copy of the very unofficial Facebook privacy manual. One last time, download it now at jimstroud.com/free. Operators are standing by. I was so surprised to discover that so many recruiters red flag candidates based on their political views that I did my own very unscientific poll on Twitter. The question was this: recruiters, have you ever turned down a candidate based on political beliefs you found on social media? Well, 21 recruiters responded and 29% of them said yes, which I thought was pretty high for such a low number of respondents. I also solicited comments from my network of recruiters, and many responded openly, others privately, and this is what some of them had to say. One person said, "I interpret political interests much differently than political rants. I think oftentimes people who cross boundaries of what is considered socially acceptable social media behavior can be viewed as a liability to corporations. Rants are usually emotionally triggered too." Someone else told me, "This is a great illustration of why cultural fit should never be in a job description or ad. With all this trying to be politically correct all the time, otherwise great candidates go unhired. On the other end of the spectrum, the calls for not being politically correct yield the same results. Whatever happened to just focusing on human decency and skills? Social media has messed up the hiring process. It's being abused by everyone. I believe everyone has a right to their own opinions. As long as a person isn't putting someone else in jeopardy or harm's way, let them have their views. As long as the work can get done in a matter of excellence, I don't care what their views are. Work is for work anyway, not a place to argue politics, religion, etc." And here's another opinion. "I guess the question, Jim Stroud, is would you hire someone you knew was a white supremacist, but otherwise well qualified? I'm struggling with recruiters who regularly post something homophobic or anti-Muslim. Would I hire them? Probably not." Another reason why all this talk of politics in the workplace is of interest to me is because of the small talk I make with people I meet at meetings and conferences and so forth once they realize I can keep the secret. In one such instance, I'm sitting with someone in a cafe and we break away from business chatter for a moment to regard something that was happening on the news. We noticed that on a television, a reporter was detailing news of some sort of political protest on a college campus that had suddenly turned violent. We could not hear what the reporter was saying, but the headline on the screen said it all. For whatever reason, one student had attacked another simply for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. What happens if I hire one of those students? The client asked me. And what if one of my customers is a Trump supporter who likes to wear a Make America Great Again hat or button? Do I have to worry about someone suing my business because one of my workers cannot control themselves? What if they are not violent but decide to engage in political debate and offend my customer, and as a result, I lose business and have to lay people off? Although I did my best to comfort him and dissuade his fears, I had to admit that his concerns were totally valid. In October of last year, Bloomberg reported a significant drop in restaurant receipts, the most since 2016. Some analysts put the blame on hurricanes that happened near that time, whereas others pointed the finger at politics. If you do a search on refused service due to MAGA hat, you will find a lot, and I do mean a lot, of search results. Here are just a few. Three black GOP interns. Uber denied us a ride because of our Trump support. Watch. Unhinged leftist has mental breakdown, refuses service to Trump supporter in vape shop. Woman says restaurant threw her out over Trump hat. A Canadian restaurant refused to serve a man wearing a MAGA hat, and now its Yelp score is ruined. Restaurant manager fired for refusing service to man in MAGA hat. Man sues bar for refusing service over Trump hat. Latina for Trump kicked out of Arizona bar for wearing red MAGA hat video. So, what do you do if you are a manager dealing with political discussions in your office? And what do you do if you are a worker and maybe, just maybe, you came to work and not deal with political discussions? Well, either way, I have a few suggestions. Okay. Managers, as much as you may want to ban all political discussion in the workplace, you can't. My understanding is employees have the right to engage in political discussions because the National Labor Relations Board classifies such discussion as a protected concerted activity. However, you can intervene when discussions become disrespectful or distracting because such could be construed as a hostile work environment, and nobody wants that. Managers can also step in if those political discussions are impeding productivity, so there's that. Discussing politics during lunch breaks? Sorry, managers, your hands are tied, grin and bear. All that being said, I am not an expert on employment law in your state, or any other state for that matter, so my suggestions should not be regarded as legal advice. Just saying. And for the workers, three things to think about. Point number one, don't discuss politics in the office. Why? Think of your political views the same way you regard your sex life. It's a personal matter, not a professional one. In a perfect world, your coworkers may know that you vote, but they don't need to know how you vote. Point number two, don't discuss politics in the office. Why? It creates bias. You might start to make assumptions and harbor resentment towards your coworkers once you learn their political leanings, and this could lead to a less than harmonious working relationship that stifles productivity simply because you don't want to be around them anymore. Finally, point number three. Don't discuss politics in the office. Why? It makes workers feel isolated, or it could make them feel bullied. Being the only whatever in the office need not be awkward. just so long as you veer away from political discussions. In some cases, political discussions intersect with social issues, and as such, voicing a strong opinion on things like same-sex marriage could lead to some employees feeling discriminated against. Make sense? And one final word to all the Republicans, Democrats, Democratic Socialists, Libertarians, Green Party supporters, liberals, conservatives, far-left radicals, far-right radicals, and anyone else I may have missed who are working in your office and mine, buckle up. The 2020 presidential election is coming soon. If you love what you heard, hate what you heard, or don't know what you just heard, I want to know about it. You can reach me at my website, www.jimstroud.com. In addition to finding source material and related information for this podcast episode, you'll find other goodies that I hope will make you smile. Oh, before I go, please financially support this podcast with a little something in my virtual tip jar. There's a link in the podcast description. Your generosity encourages me to keep this podcast train chugging down the track.